Now, everything looking, on the face of it, pretty good for Barbados at the moment, sitting pretty at the top of the table. How would you say the season's gone so far?
We started off really well. We started off really well on Barbados, but I don't think we adapted well when we traveled to St. Kitts, and that really wasn't as planned. The wicket was different. The pitch was different, slower than we were accustomed to, and I don't think we really executed our plans in St. Kitts. But when we went to Jamaica, we put it back and we got a win. We're on top of the table now. We have two games remaining for this round robin here, so hopefully we can get two victories. We know how Trinidad Wicket plays and Guyana, and that's our next two games, so hopefully we can pull out two victories there and go straight into the finals.
Just going back to that start, Ravi, your haul of 3 for 16 in the opening game against Guyana, how important was that to help Barbados obviously get off to a winning start and lay down a bit of a marker early on, maybe?
It was a good performance and an important performance for the Trident, because we wanted to start the tournament on a winning note, and we wanted to win all our games in Barbados. So that performance there to beat Guyana in the first game really gave us the momentum going forward for the rest of the matches.
And just 5 points separate all six teams at the moment. Do you feel this has been a really very competitive season? Is some of that part of sort of you talked earlier about the pitches? Is part of that because teams are generally stronger at home, do you think?
Yeah, I think the teams are stronger at home. Even you see Zoops play when Cintia played at home, they were strong. But I think it's the execution when we travel or you travel to another team's home, the execution and the adaptation of the wickets and knowing to use your variation, knowing that the type of pitches that it is. I think the team that adapts to that wicket, always come out on top.
Yeah, talking about variations and things, you've taken 10 wickets so far, well up there on the wicket takers list. Are you happy with how you're bowling?
I've been bowling good. I would have expected by now I've been more wickets, but I'm happy with that performance that I have here now.
Yeah, I guess it must be nice to get one over the batsman on a regular basis in T20 cricket. So much talk at the moment about, whether T20 cricket is a batsman's game and as a bowler. How does that make you feel?
Most of it favors the batter, but sometimes when you go, you get a wicket that is so slow the batters can't really time the ball, and then when we play in Barbados, there's a lot of bombs, and so this is when we get the opportunity to, stamp our authority on these wickets and make bold teams for low scores.
I suppose about taking the opportunities when they present them. Looking from the outside, Ravi, it looks as if the squad has really gelled very well this season and come together pretty quickly. Would you say that's an important factor in your success so far?
Yeah, definitely. We're led by a brilliant captain, Kieran Pollard. He always have this attitude that about team and playing together, and he always every single day mentioned that we need to play together, and we always when we go to dinner as a group of us, we always try to stick together. We try to emulate what we're doing on the field on the outside, so we play together on the field and we stay together out and it's not match days, and Pollard has done a great job with that.
You talk about to Kieran Pollard there. How much of that also comes from sort of coaching staff and the mentors you've got there?
Really good, really good. We have, as Desmond Haynes, a great mentor, and a great guy, as a matter of fact. Robin Singh, the head coach, Pastor Drake, everybody. And Pollard, led by Pollard, we have a great support staff that, that encourage us. They're straight with us. If we do something wrong, they will tell us, and as we are successful, they congratulate us. But I can't call the management staff. They're a great bunch of guys.
And your last match was a few days ago now against St. Kitts, so I'm imagining you must be pretty keen to get back on the park against Trinidad and Tobago later in the week.
Yeah, definitely. We played last match in Jamaica. That was Saturday. we play on Sunday. But it's good to have a little bit of a time to recover. So that's good. We have training sessions, 2 days training session. So hopefully we can regroup and get ready for that match on Tuesday, because it'll be an important match for us.
And maybe somebody like me in England doesn't maybe appreciate how you're doing a lot of travelling from different islands to islands, and the time it takes to sort of get used to things and you know, sort of get that into your plans.
Yeah, definitely, because some games you leave, you play and you leave right next the next morning and play the next day. After we play on Trinidad, we leave the next day and play Guyana the following. So it's quite a bit a hectic tournament, but you got to do.
And we're into the last couple of weeks of the tournament now, Ravi. Just to summarise, maybe, it's obviously visited a number of countries already. How do you feel it's been supported and received so far?
It's been received very well, very well. Barbados was outstanding. St. Kitts, Jamaica was superb. So I'm a Trini, I'm from Trinidad. I know this, the crowd here are going to be electric tonight when Trinidad play the first home game. So the crowd and the people have been really, really good in this CPL so far.